Okay, so Q&A part three, which is taking me fucking forever to get to, and for that I do apologise, because, you know, we're girls busy sometimes, and last week, well, the beginning sort of part of last week, I was doing a lot of overtime at work, so time I had spare to do things like this was kind of slim to none, which is a little bit annoying, but I'm here now. I am currently sat at the dining room table. I'm working on some embroidery. I'm doing a few patches. I'm doing another market on Sunday where I'm setting up my artwork and whatever. So I'm getting things ready for that. Luckily, this time I don't have lots to do, unlike the beginning of October when I had shed loads of stuff to make. And again, I'm making these hand gestures, like, you guys can all see what I'm doing. Like, it's very silly, but anyway. So there's not really that many questions that got put forward for this part three thing, so I don't know whether or not interest has died down, but, you know, if people want to know things, I'm still happy to do these little things, and I like them because I kind of like talking to you guys, and it's better for me to explain stuff vocally rather than typing a response on a thread or what have you. So I'm gonna do I had a few questions, and then somebody sent me a message about a recent Bohemian Rhapsody experience I had, so I'll save that bit for last, because there's a whole thing to that. So I got asked what are my opinions on root beer, classical music, and it says 69, which I'm guessing is the sexual act. So my opinions on root beer: I hate it. I think it's disgusting and it tastes like medicine. Like, honestly, it's terrible. I've been to America on three different occasions. The very first time I went was after I graduated university, and it was to stay with my then boyfriend. So he was, because it was my first time in America, he was getting me to try all these different, very American things, root beer being one of them. So, sorry if you hear noises in the background, that's different things I've got open. Anyway, root beer. So yeah, I tried it the first time I went to America, because it's seen as a very typically American thing. I don't know if we have equivalent products in the UK, not that I would search them out, given that I actually hate the taste of root beer now. But I tried it out of morbid curiosity, and yeah, I thought it was disgusting. And then my boyfriend at the time said, oh, put some ice cream in it, because, like, root beer floats are quite a popular thing. I was like, oh, okay, maybe, like, ice cream will make it taste better. It really didn't, in my opinion. I'm not a fan. I don't know whether root beer class is, like, a soft drink to you guys. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do like soft drinks. I drink Coca-Cola now and then. But I prefer, like, fruit juices and stuff, because, they're just nicer. My opinions on classical music: I love classical music. I played piano for nearly 10 years. I had, like, piano lessons for quite a while when I was growing up. And obviously classical music is, like, something you kind of have to learn. It's not what I always played. I kind of like to play film scores and just, like, different, like, pop songs and what have you from years gone by and stuff I'd heard on the radio, things like that. But yeah, classical music I'm a big fan of. I especially like Chopin. Just, like, his stuff is really good. And I like Vivaldi's Four Seasons especially as well. I don't have a particular favourite piece of classical music. Oh, no, actually, Claire de Lune is probably my favourite piece of classical music. It's just very, very, like, beautiful and dreamy and relaxing. So yeah, that one, that's my favourite. As for my opinions on 69, I'm neither here nor there about it. In all honesty, like, I don't really get a kick out of receiving oral. It doesn't really do anything for me. I love giving it. Like, that's, if I had to choose to give or receive, it would be give, like, all the time, every time. So yeah, opinions on 69, neither here nor there. So that's that. And then I got asked, what do you do to be happy aside from art and showing off your awesome boobs? Art and showing off my chest do make me happy on occasion. But apart from those two things, I like to spend time with my family, with my boyfriend. I like to go out exploring places. I like to go to places that I've been to many, many times before. Museums, art galleries, shops, anywhere that sells art supplies, because your girl loves some pens and brushes. I like going to like old country manors. Like in the UK we have this thing called the National Trust, which I believe it's kind of like a charity, but they help preserve residencies and parklands across the UK and I think Northern Ireland, I'm not entirely sure. So yeah, I like getting to National Trust properties, which are usually quite grand and full of interesting. I just love history, so that kind of ties into it a little bit as well. Those are the things that make me happy. So the last thing that I will talk about is the whole Bohemian Rhapsody experience. Now, I want to preface it by saying that I've never been like a huge fan of Queen, not like a diehard fan as such, but I love their music. I really do. They're sort of like, they have some absolutely incredible, incredible songs. And I'd always wanted to go see Bohemian Rhapsody when I heard it was finally being made. And the trailers looked amazing and I kind of like cemented it like, yeah, I have to go see this. This looks incredible. So I went to see it on opening night in the UK, which I think was like the 4th of November. I went to see it with my parents and I'm sat in between them. So my mum and dad are either side of me. And I had like a vague knowledge of the whole kind of like story of Freddie Mercury and like his growing up and personal life and how that tied in with his music as well. But seeing it portrayed on screen was like a whole nother thing entirely. And for those of you who haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil it too much. Like, I don't want to give anything away because it's one of those movies that I've been telling everybody you need to go see it, even if you're not a fan of Queen. It's such a good story. But there's a particular scene in it when he, like, confesses his, as he put it, bisexuality to his then-girlfriend, Mary Austin. And it was just like the emotion in that and the way he kind of like, I can't really explain it properly how it resonated with me so much, because months prior to like that specific occasion, this would have been beginning of May of this year, it's when I was still living near London, but the relationship I was in then had broken down. For the last 8 months of that relationship, it was polyamorous. So my boyfriend at the time, we had another woman in our relationship. I still care about them very dearly. They're still very, very good friends of mine. It wasn't a bad split. It wasn't anything malicious or hurtful, or there was no anger involved. It was just life circumstances in that time were all taking us in different directions. The only natural and possible outcome would be that I would leave and come back home, come back with my parents. So when it all happened, I called my mum and dad to tell them the news. And up until then, they knew I had a very close friend, but they didn't know just how close it was. I'd never discussed with them my bisexuality before, because to some people, even though it doesn't seem like a big deal, for some reason I had it in my head that if I told my mum and dad, they wouldn't like not necessarily disown me, but they'd think of me very like in a bit of a bad light, I guess you could say. Which is funny because my mum's best friend is a lesbian who is married obviously to another woman. So I don't know why I didn't think, well, she's got a best friend who's a lesbian, so what does it matter to her that her daughter would also like women as well as men. But anyway, so I call them and I tell them, okay, so this has happened, I need to move back home. I was obviously incredibly upset. And I kind of said, there's something else I need to tell you. And my mum kind of panicked and was like, what is it? Are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. She always worries about me, my mum, bless her. And yeah, I just kind of told her that I was bisexual, and for the last 8 months, my boyfriend and I had also been involved with another woman. And yeah, it was a really bizarre experience, because it felt like as soon as I said those words, like everything got very, like, it felt like everything got quiet, even though it didn't. And what were probably seconds before my mum responded felt like hours, because I didn't know how that was going to go over. And she literally said, you'll always be our daughter, no matter who you choose to be with, we love you. And I cannot tell you the absolute, like, wave of relief that washed over me. And during that, going back to the movie, and that particular scene where Freddie's, like, telling all of this to Mary, I was just tears rolling down my face, because it felt like it was something for me to relate to. And it was really weird. Sorry, I'm cracking up a bit. It just felt kind of affirming in a way. And like my mum reached out for my hand, because she could kind of sense that I was upset, or quite like moved rather. And she just sort of like squeezed it. And then we got out of the cinema afterwards, and I was like still crying, because I cried at the Live Aid scene in the movie as well, because that was just like really, really, that was mind-blowingly amazing, that part of the movie. And it was just nice to know that I'm accepted for who and what I am, basically. So yeah, I went to see it again on Saturday. It's just that good a film. I was just in love with it. But anyway, so I'm going to end things there. Grab myself a tissue and have another sip of my tea to calm my nerves. But yeah, if you've listened, thank you for listening, as always. Another thing before I go, podcast. I have no idea what the process is of creating one. So if anybody has any kind of like ideas or anything, or like tips, tricks, or what I should talk about, just like send me a message, let me know. Yeah, that would be a massive help indeed. So this is me, Tarman, saying good night to you all. Have a lovely weekend, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye bye.